Hello, can you hear me?
What?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me? Hello? You still there?
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
Survey on what?
It's mostly like political questions, trying to see if you know the candidates running in your location.
Which are you talking about, for Congress or for what candidate?
Yeah, for Congress, House, and also President.
Well, I can put it to you pretty easy. I'm voting Republican across the board.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Then you can go ahead and help us out. I'll just be asking you some questions, and then I will just provide. You can give me the person that you're voting for. Would that be okay if you help us out by answering a couple of questions?
I'm voting for whoever's got an R next to their name.
Okay. That's great. Then
I probably don't know all the names because, frankly, I don't care. You know, I'm the liberals and Democrats have destroyed our country, and I'm tired of it, and I want to change. So if there's an R next to their name, they're getting my vote.
All right.
But I literally can't tell you because I recently moved. I literally have no idea who my representatives are. But if they got an R next to their name, I'm voting for them. If they have a D next to their name, I hope they lose.
That's good. That's good. That's the beauty of having liberty and choosing your own, having freedom. This is a private, market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaigns. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. So basically, the first question that we have right here for you, sir, is do you or does any member in your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper or advertising agency or media organization, or work on a volunteer or a political campaign?
No, the answer to your question, no.
Okay, thank you. Digging ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida state legislators on Tuesday, November the 5th? First option, I am definitely going to vote. Second one, I am very likely to vote. Third, I am somewhat likely to vote. Fourth, I am not very likely to vote. Fifth, I am not at all likely to vote. And number six, I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely voting.
Thank you, sir. Which political party are you registered? Democratic, Republican?
I'm a registered Republican.
Thank you, sir. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, white, other?
Other.
All right. Thank you. What is your age?
I'm over 50.
All right. Thank you. Let me see. Next question. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? First option, definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Second option, probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Third option, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Fourth, definitely vote for the Republican candidate. Definitely. All right, there you go. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So the first one is Leonard Spencer. Is this person very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of this person?
I've never heard of him.
All right. Thank you. Next one is Carolina Amnesty. Is she very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Like I said, I'm probably going to not heard of most of your local people. So, but yeah, I've never heard of that person.
Okay. Thank you. And she's the Republican right now, Carolina. Next one is Scott Boyd.
Pay that much.
Now we get to know the people once we are in the poll right there, man. Like, oh, okay, so this guy's a, that's how it is. And
it's going to be that way for me.
All right, so. Thank you, sir. And next one.
Go ahead and give me the name. Tell you I ain't heard of them, then you give me the choices. But almost everyone you're going to tell me, I'm probably going to say I don't know them because I've literally just moved.
Oh, okay. Then next person will be Scott Boyd. This is very favorable. Never heard of it. Thank you.
Yeah,
next one.
Give me the name. Easy for you.
Oh, okay. Next one is Erin Huntley. Never heard of her. Okay. Next one, it'll be Kamala Harris. Is she very favorable? Somewhat?
Heard of, and no, whichever box is least favorable, that person is the poster child for knee pads.
All right, so very unfavorable to you.
Oh, yeah. As long as unfavorable is me.
All right, thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump, the Republican, or
Trump.
Kamala Harris? Okay, thank you.
Trump.
Next one, will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
100%.
100%? All right, thank you.
Actually, I wouldn't vote for her.
I think I don't know. I need to see more politics. And if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate. Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Nope, the Republican candidate. Check that box.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Yep.
Definitely?
Oh, yeah, that's a definite. I'm definitely voting, and her next fair name, she's getting my vote.
All right, thank you. And as you may know, the Republican state representative, Carolina Amnesty, was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says this false charges were created by the political opponent and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
100% the Republican.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Yes, definitely voting.
Thank you.
I mean, again, the charges against Donald Trump are so pathetic. I was an attorney for 21 years. The charges that Trump was faced with are so unbelievable BS, it's not even funny. So it wouldn't put, you know, weaponization of the Democratic Party in unequivocal in my mind. I wouldn't believe anything. So if she wins, if she's found guilty, then just like with Menendez in the Congress, and just like, the representative from New York who had to resign, he's facing charges, the Republican. Can't think of his name. But they get kicked out, and I'm sure if she's found guilty of the charges, she'd be kicked out and we go to a special election. So I don't believe charges in our country is based on the whole wonderful aspect of innocence until proven guilty.
There you go. That's how it is.
That's true.
That's the beauty of it. Next one is, due to the state representative Amnesty arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who will run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
All right, thank you. And will you say definitely voting or probably voting for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. So you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic, or someone else?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Thank you. Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, will you say first option is always vote for Democrat, second, usually vote for Democrat, third, vote for as many Democrats as you do for Republicans, fourth, usually vote for Republicans, and five, always vote Republicans?
None of those would apply. I've voted depending on who I think the best candidate is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, literally, if you go back to several elections, I voted for Trump the last two. Let me see, it was Obama. I voted Republican the second time for Obama. I voted for Obama his first term. I voted against Clinton his second term. I voted for him the first term.
Oh.
So I voted for Bush his first term. But, yeah, I voted against Bush when he was running for re-election and voted for Clinton. I voted for George Jr. both terms, though. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts. I'll vote for either one, whoever I think is the best candidate. But right now, I'm definitely voting for Republicans because the Democrats are against it. Democrats are destroying our country, so it's not even a contest anymore for me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And so that was a little bit tricky because you go on based on the person, right?
Of course. Yeah. Again, the candidate aspect, that's Republican, there needs to be 3, 4, 5, 6 parties in this country. Unfortunately, it's not going to ever be because primarily the Democratic Party will never allow it. And they're too organized, which is why Bernie Sanders, a Democrat, literally will tell the story and has that he was literally robbed of winning the primary the last two elections. They literally screwed him out of both elections. That's ridiculous. So the Democratic Party will never allow for another party against their own, which is hysterical. So, but no, that's why, again, now I'm 1,000% Republican because the Democratic Party is dangerous. But, since I started voting, I'll vote Democrat, I'll vote Republican. But right now, I'm 1,000% Republican. I will not vote for Democrat, period.
Okay, okay. Thank you, thank you. And, sorry, next question. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
All right. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Doctorate.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, that will conclude our survey. I would like to thank you for taking your time and answering those questions, helping us out with the survey. That did help us out a lot. And once again, thank you. And enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for your help, sir.
Who are you voting for?
I'm like you. I just go for the person. If I feel like it's time for a change, it's time for a change.
and which person are you going for this time? You asked me, I answered. Be fair.
I do need... I'm against abortion. I'm against abortion.
Oh, well, that's an interesting one. You don't really have a party for that, do you?
There you go.
I'm 1,000% abortion, but here's the thing, though. If Trump was running is 1,000% pro-life, he'd lose.
Oh, for real?
Oh, how many times has Trump come out and said he will not sign a federal ban on abortion? And still look at how many Democrats are pushing in the agenda that Trump is pro-life and is going to take away reproductive rights. How many times has they've literally said, if it was put on your desk, what would you do? He said, I'd veto it. He goes, I'm absolutely against it. It belongs to the states. That's where it belongs. Roe versus Wade was a horrible decision, and, got rid of it, which is great. But Trump has come out against it multiple times. He'll never push for a federal ban. But if he comes out and says he's for a federal ban, he'd lose in a landslide. It sucks because I'm against abortion as well. When Roe versus Wade was being decided, it's over 1 million abortions a year, for Christ's sake, in the United States. It's criminal.
It's absolutely criminal. But he can't run against it. Not anytime soon. Maybe Davey Vance when he runs for president in 4 years, knock wood. But if we're ever gonna get abortion banned in this country, which I don't think we ever will, but unfortunately, it's gonna have to come in massive pieces.
This sure is difficult. It's a very difficult topic. There has to be some how you say this? Exceptions. Some exceptions, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and there should always, but here's the thing. There always were exceptions. Even when abortion across the country was illegal, health of the mother was always an exception. It's never been against, you know, if the mother's in trouble, they will always abort the pregnancy. That's, you know, and the pregnancy, ectopic pregnancy, which is not even a pregnancy when the baby starts growing in the tubes. That's not a pregnancy. So there's always been exceptions, you know, but it's become a form of birth control in our country, which is just insane, and it needs to stop. But, you're definitely going to vote for Trump then, because if you vote for Kamala, she wants to make it federally funded again. So.
Mm-hmm. That's not. it's not really good.
No, she's already said flat out. She's been doing it for a while. If she gets elected, she wants to put the rights of Roe versus Wade back into legislation.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is not voting. You might want to think about that because they are absolutely pro-abortion.
Yes. It is a difficult topic, but
it's a horrible topic. But you know, it's funny when women talk about their right to choose. Then choose not to have sex, stupid.
I'm sure there you go. That's the main one.
you choose to spread your legs, and guess what? Your choice is officially over, because if the choice for the man is over, at that point in time, the choice for the man is done. He has no more choice. So how come the woman gets a choice? A man can't, he doesn't want to have the baby, but the woman wants the baby, baby's being born. If the man says, I want the baby, I will take care of the baby for the rest of its life, I want the baby, but the woman says no, the woman can abort it, and the man has no say. And if that man doesn't want the baby and the woman has the baby, the man's got to pay for it. He has zero choice. So if the man has no choice after sex, how come the woman doesn't?
Yes. It swings like one way. It's swinging like one way.
Uh-huh.
That they give more priority to females.
It's my body. I actually have a choice. Well, yeah, but when COVID nonsense is going on, how come when we try to say it's my body, I don't want to be vaccinated, you people jump all over our backs? It's amazing when, you know, it's your body and not your body, huh? Yeah, but that's for the health of the public. What about the health of the child? It's not a baby. It's how every person on the planet was born. So guess what? You know? So. Welcome to the Republican Party, sir.
All right. Well, I would like to thank you for your help, sir. And yeah, that's a lot of things to think about. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Take care.